First up today, we have an update for you on Malala Yousafzai. She's the 14-year-old from Pakistan who was attacked and shot by the Taliban recently. Malala had spoken out against the group and called for education rights for girls. That's something that the Taliban are against. On Monday, Malala was airlifted from Pakistan to a hospital in England for specialized medical treatment. Doctors say her recovery could take months. As of Wednesday, Malala was in stable condition, but she wasn't able to speak. Malala was attacked on October 9th on her way home from school. She wasn't the only one who was hurt in the shooting. Reza Sayah traveled to the region in Pakistan where Malala is from. He talked to one of the other girls who was shot that day and visited their school. Here's his report.
The city of Mingora in Pakistan's scenic Swat Valley. This is the region the Taliban took over in 2008, forcing shut, then blowing up girls' schools, threatening to kill anyone who stood in their way. This is also where Malala Yousafzai and her classmate Kainat Ahmed defied the Taliban by going to school anyway. Kainat was seated next to Malala when Taliban gunmen stopped their school van and opened fire. One of the bullets hit Kainat in the arm. In her hospital room, a mob of reporters shoved their way through for a glimpse of Kainat's 10-minute visit with Pakistan's interior minister.
Do you regret standing up against the Taliban now that you've been hurt?
No, sir, I don't regret it. God willing, I will continue my education.
What do you want the world to know?
Girls' education here is more important than boys, because boys can have any jobs they want here, but girls cannot. I want to tell all the girls to continue their mission to get an education.
All right, we have left Kainat in the hospital. We're heading to Malala School, and we are really racing at high speeds in an armed convoy. And it shows you, even though the government says they've cleared the Taliban out of this region, there's still a lot of safety concerns.
We've arrived at Malala School. This is where Kainat went to school as well, and so did Shazia, the other schoolgirl who was hurt. When the Taliban took over this region, this was one of the few girls' schools that remained open. The headmaster was Malala's father. He essentially said, no, we're staying open.
Much of what Malala learned was in classrooms here. Despite the attack on students here, the school opened 3 days after the shooting.
How can you take practical steps to make sure these little girls are safe?
We are taking practical steps. We have to change the mindset. It's the mindset we need to change. And the first practical step is to take action against these Zalman, these terrorists.
Before she was attacked, Malala was working on starting a charity to promote female education. In the report, you just heard Kainat talk about the importance of girls getting an education in Pakistan. To learn more about Malala and the cause that she and her friends have fought for, click the Impact Your World link in the Spotlight section of CNNStudentNews.com.